Universe, welcome back to another awesome adventure inside your amazing mind. I'm your host, Alma, and today we're going to explore a big question. Does the brain feel pain? It might seem like a tricky question, but by the end of this episode, you'll be a brain expert on the topic. Now, let's start by thinking about what pain is. Have you ever stubbed your toe or touched something hot? It hurts, right? Pain is your body's way of saying, whoa, something's wrong. It's like a warning system to help keep yourself safe. But here's where it gets really interesting. If you can feel pain in your body, can your brain feel pain too? What is pain? Okay, let's break this down. Pain starts from your nerves. These are special cells all over your body that work like little messengers. When something hurts you, like if you pick your finger on a sharp pencil, your nerves send a message to your brain saying, hey, we've got a problem here. The brain then figures out where the pain is coming from and what to do about it. But wait, is the brain in charge of understanding pain? What does the brain itself do if it's in trouble? Can it feel pain? Here's the cool part, brain explorers. The answer is no. Your brain doesn't actually feel pain. Weird, right? The brain is made up of billions of cells called neurons that help you think, learn, and feel emotions. But guess what? The brain doesn't have pain receptors. These are the little parts of your nerves that actually sense pain. Without pain receptors, the brain can't feel pain like other parts of your body do. Let's pause for a second and think about how amazing that is. Even though the brain helps us feel pain everywhere else, it's like a special command center that doesn't have to deal with pain itself. But what about headaches? You're probably wondering, but what about my headaches? My brain feels pain when I get a headache, right? Well, not exactly. Headaches don't actually come from your brain itself. The pain you feel during a headache comes from other parts of your head, like the muscles, blood vessels, and nerves around the brain. Those parts have pain receptors. And when they get too tight or irritated, they send pain signals to the brain. So even though it feels like your brain is hurting, it's actually those other parts of your head sending pain messages to your brain. Here's even more surprising fact. Did you know that doctors can perform surgery on the brain and people won't feel any pain at all in the brain tissue? That's right. Since the brain doesn't have any pain receptors, patients can be awake during certain types of brain surgery. And they won't feel the doctor working on their brain. It's like the brain is the superstar that controls everything but doesn't have to feel pain itself. You might be asking, why would the brain have pain receptors? That's a great question. Scientists believe it's because the brain's main job is to control everything else in your body. If the brain has to deal with pain on top of all of its other jobs, like thinking, remembering, and sending signals to your muscles, it might get too distracted. So it stays focused on keeping you safe by making sure it can send and receive pain messages from the rest of your body. Let's go over what we've learned today. The brain is your body's control center and helps you understand pain, but the brain itself doesn't feel pain because it doesn't have pain receptors. Headaches and other pains around your head come from the muscles and nerves surrounding your brain, not from the brain itself. And in brain surgery, patients don't feel any pain in the brain because it can't feel it. Pretty amazing, right? The brain does so much for you every single day, but it doesn't have to worry about feeling pain like the rest of your body. Before we wrap up today's episode, it's time for our fun brain fact. Did you know your brain uses about 20% of the energy your body makes every day, even though it's only about 2% of your body's total weight? That's like your brain being a tiny engine that runs almost all day long. Talk about power! Well, Brain Explorers, that's all the time we have for today. I hope you had fun learning about how the brain works with pain, or in this case, doesn't feel it at all. Remember, your brain is an incredible part of you, and we're just scratching the surface of all the cool things it can do. Don't forget to tune in next time when we explore even more brainy mysteries. If you have any questions or cool facts to share, send them our way, and maybe we'll feature them in our future episodes. Until then, keep exploring, keep being curious. See you next time, Brain Explorer. Bye for now.